This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God can exceed our prayer request. I've often heard the saying, you can't dream a big enough dream for God to answer. And each time I would hear this saying, on the one hand, I would feel hopeful, but on the other hand, I'd feel a little guilty because I would conclude that I do have things in my life to be thankful for, so maybe I should just be content with what I have. But Hannah's story teaches me differently. Hannah was married to Elkanah, who loved her very much, despite the fact that she was not able to bear children for him. And Elkanah also had another wife named Peninnah, who had several children for him. Hannah would often pray to God for a child, while Peninnah taunted and teased her for not having any. One day, Hannah went to the tabernacle to pray, and as she was praying and crying so profusely, a priest thought she was drunk, so he condemned her. Peninnah teased her, the priest condemned her, but God understood her. Even though God blessed Hannah with a loving husband, he also understood that she was not quite content. Hannah prayed for one child, but God would ultimately bless her with five. She would become mother to Samuel, who in turn would become the first prophet of Israel. So we see God delivered beyond her wildest dreams. So the next time doubt creeps in about whether one of your prayers will be answered, let's cling to these words. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart, Psalm 37:4. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. So today, get radical with your prayer request and see how God responds.